Salutations to Shiva. The longest indigo painting on sustainable handspun khadar textile, which pays reverence to Bhagwan Shiva, has now made it to the prestigious Limca Book of Records 2020 to 2022 edition. This painting testifies to Sanatan Dharma whose imprint can be seen on the indigenous fabric that is organic. In fact, the chemical-free textile has given the painting a look that has Bhartiya inscribed all over it. It was made with meticulous precision by Sangeeta Gupta, a Shiva devotee, in a nondescript village in Rajasthan. This work has been born out of the infinite, formless energy of Adiyogi Shiva, Ardhanarishwar. There is no beginning, no end, it is all-encompassing. Shankaracharya moved across the country to revive Sanatan Dharma. This was very important for the survival of Hinduism. Inspired by this, my work seeks to highlight efforts made by Adi Shankaracharya for the revival of Sanatan Dharma. I am propagating Shiv who is inside all Bhartiyas. He is all-encompassing and omnipresent, says the artist, who has inscribed a mantra of Adi Shankaracharya on her work. On the relevance of Sanatan Dharma, the former commissioner says the beginning of the universe is with Sanatan Dharma. It is a way of life and guides us all through life in whatever we do and also in whatever we don't do. This eternal truth elucidates teachings of Hinduism. For the work titled, Adiyogi Shiv, A Journey in Cosmic Indigo, the artist did extensive research. She studied all about Shiv as well as Shakti and saw a number of videos on the life of Adi Shankaracharya. The longest painting was split into panels for the convenience of art lovers at an exhibition that concluded at Bikaner House on October 12. It seems that Sangeeta has done the impossible, merging fashion with art. Sangeeta has tried to remind the people of Bharat to take pride in their heritage. Khadi and Neel have been our very own since ages. Our block printing technique is our own age-old way of Chapakala which is now becoming extinct. Machine has made everything so mechanical and impersonal. I just wanted to give some new, abstract idioms to our Chapakala, which may be refreshing and contemporary, she said, while speaking to organizer. Importantly, Khadar was glorified during Bharat's struggle for independence. Glorified during the freedom struggle, as a Swadeshi symbol, khadar is natural, sustainable and modest. Its essence is a reflection of true Bhartiya values, says Raghavendra Rathore, a famous designer from the desert state. My inspiration has been the Ardhanarishwar, Bhagwan Shiv, who has both forms of energy, male and female, Sangeeta Gupta. Handspun and handwoven into a coarse weave, khadar is used across Bharat. In Rajasthan, it is a way of life, shielding the people from extreme weather, says Rathore, who has created Khadar Jodhpuri Kurtas. Interestingly, Sangeeta Gupta has been conceptualizing this painting since the end of December 2019. I first made hundreds of sketches of Shiv as the ultimate feminist, Ardhanarishwar on my sketchbook. Executing her plans was an arduous task as she chose a difficult medium. As an abstract artist, Shiva appeals to me the most. After procuring handspun khadar cloth and natural indigo color and dye, which Sanganer is famous for, I started the actual painting on February 25, 2020, says the artist, while explaining the modus operandi in creating such a long and extraordinary work. West refuses to acknowledge her contribution. Ratalia village, which lies in Sanganer Tehsil of the desert state, was deliberately chosen by this former income tax commissioner as the venue for her masterwork. This town in Jaipur district is known for its prints and Sanganeri hand block printing. West refuses to acknowledge her contribution. Sangeeta Gupta's nomenclature would have easily made it to the Guinness Book of World Records but fate willed otherwise. Textile painting isn't recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records. Due to technical reasons, it was rejected. It follows the UK guidelines and textile does not come in the category. Sangeeta first painted with dabu, a muddy paste with brush and then put sawdust on it after which she sun-dried the painting. Painstaking process. Explaining the painstaking process, which required a lot of patience and perseverance, Sangeeta said, after drying the fabric, it was soaked in drums of indigo dye and then washed and dried again. The second method she applied on the painting was very tedious as she dyed the khadar cloth first in light shades of indigo, then dried it and finally she painted on the cloth again with a paintbrush in dark shades of indigo color. I have used both these methods to paint on the fabric. This required traveling to and fro. She completed the 185 meters work in 9 days, at Shilpi Sansthan, Ratalia village, Jaipur. She then returned to Delhi on March 4, 2020 because COVID-19 had started creating havoc in people's lives in the Pink City. The rest of the 15 meters painting I completed in my studio at Delhi. A firm believer in social engineering, Sangeeta Gupta has started a movement for the revival of natural indigo color. She wants to revive indigo cultivation, a cash crop, as a mass movement to make it a commercially viable venture for farmers, dyers and craftsmen. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.